Welcome to Our Popscast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Popscast.
And subscribe to Our Popscast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. Welcome back.
Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Good. Welcome to a very special episode of Our Popscast.
A very special. Today, we are celebrating our second year anniversary of Our Popscast, and we have a live studio audience with us. Yeah. And this is how we're going to begin season three,
which is nuts. Yeah. We started this podcast 2 years ago whenever we were just like, let's do something fun. It's just crazy.
It's your crazy idea.
I have a lot of those. And these have kind of, they kind of come and go. They ebb and they flow.
Yeah,
this one has sort of like set in. Of course, we took a break recently because, you know.
Because of things, because of life.
And so now we're back and we're so grateful. But we are surrounded by a live studio audience of some of our loyal listeners.
Poppers.
Loyal poppers. That's right. That's right. Our poppers are here.
Don't forget their title.
That's right. That's right. They're already shaking their heads at us.
Yeah.
And we're just so grateful for y'all and everybody who's listening, who continues to listen to all of our tonterias and craziness, silliness. We have the infamous Kim in the house. Yeah. And so Kim, if you have any questions throughout the podcast, feel free to raise your hand and we'll translate for you. We also have our fact checker, Brian. He already came in and told us fact checked last week's episode. So we'll make sure to bring up those corrections. But how was your week, Pops?
My week was good. We went to go see a show.
Yes, we did.
We went to go see The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
Over at the San Pedro Playhouse.
Right, right.
And great production.
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was crazy. So, of course,
you also worked there. So you got to see it all like being developed into like opening day.
It was really interesting because I never got to watch any part of the actual show. All I saw was the set itself because I work in the building. So I'm in and out of the theater all the time.
Right.
So I saw the set and I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing. But I had not seen any of the actors, any of the costumes, and Friday night was just magical. Yeah. If you get a chance to go see The Wizard of Oz at San Pedro Playhouse, go see it. It's don't like
three
walk,
more weeks,
run.
Right? 3 more weeks left.
Yes, it's a 3 more weekends.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, go check it out. Today, also, our friends over at Wonder Theater closed Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So congrats
Happy
to them.
Closing.
Yes, that was a great show as well. And yeah. And then what else did we do? Oh, we went to Sammy's birthday party.
Yeah, we went to a 70s, disco theme party. And to celebrate Sammy's 30th birthday. I don't know if we're supposed to say her birthday year.
She's fine. There was a big 30 in the room. She's okay
with it. Yeah, there's pictures all over Facebook
she's
now.
She's fine. Yeah, there's pictures.
What were you? What did you dress up as?
Fierce. That's it. Like, I don't know. It's just like a disco goddess.
Yeah.
That's what were you?
A mess.
Typical. Yes, very typical.
I didn't
typical.
Have anything going on other than wearing my Scooby-Doo wig. And
yes. Jose loves wearing, anybody who knows Jose knows he loves wearing a good wig. And he wore one last night in true Jose fashion. It was great.
We had a great time.
Birthday to Sammy.
And that was it. And today, here we are recording our episode. Whatever number.
73.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yes, 52 plus 52 does equal 73 in our book. There have been some skips here and there, but that's okay.
It's been a challenging year. It was a very challenging year. A lot of things were thrown at us. And so I'm glad this season is over.
We're ready to start. So we should probably get some suggestions from our studio today, but the first season, our logo had a green background. The second season, the first one was yellow. The second one is green.
Right.
We've got to change the color for this season. Yeah. So we'll need some suggestions by the end of the night.
Maybe hot pink. Yeah.
So, let's jump in. What do you have for us today?
Well, I have some sports.
Of course.
Excited. Yeah.
All right. So what headlines are you going to read for us today?
Well, okay. In tennis, we'll go into tennis. Carlos Alcaraz.
Uh-huh. Right? Sure. I don't know. Yeah. You're telling the story.
He's
not
from
me.
Spain. Is that correct? Yeah. Yes. He's representing Spain. Mm-hmm. And he won the tennis match. The one and only. The finals.
So, the Wimbledon.
Yeah. The Wimbledon. Yeah.
He did not say. He may have said Wiffleton. I'm not quite sure. But
yes. He won. That's the important part. Yes. But yeah.
And he was presented the trophy by Princess Kate. Yes.
Did you see that little gorgeous little bow? Absolutely.
Yes.
It was so cute.
Oh, I watched the bow.
Did y'all see that? Did y'all get to
see it? Yeah. She came out on the court, and he did his little bow to her. It was so cute.
It was so cute.
Adorable. And
wow. Yeah. See, y'all need to watch some sports. And then also, do y'all know the stick horse? Like, there's a head of a horse, and you have a stick.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
y'all know of that, right? It's a kid's little thing. Did you know that there's a major competition in Finland, and they are competing with these stick figures, and they actually call it hobby horsing.
Hobby horsing. Okay.
And it's an actual track. They actually have, like, these little picket fences things, and then a whole track, and with a...
A stick horse.
Hobby horse is now what they're calling it. A hobby horse. There's a world competition, and you get to do
what?
A whole course. And
they televised this?
They televised it. It's all over the news because it's exploding. There's 10,000 hobby horse enthusiasts around the world.
What?
And 2,000 were spectators, and yeah, it's a thing. So this
there
is
there are 10,000 people, and 2,000 of them were there.
Right. It is, and it's a growing sport. It's a sport. Watch. Soon, it's going to be at the Olympics. I promise you this. It's going to
hobby
be.
Horsing.
Hobby horsing. Look it up. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
they have certain, like, outfits, costumes, or uniforms,
they judge
or something.
You on showmanship category, and then how you trot over fence lines, and then there's one like you like when you hold your head like up and up, like you're pretending to be the horse.
Oh, the little gala.
Yes. There's like various things that you can do to compete.
Okay.
I think that's my sport. I don't know. But yeah, I thought that was really fascinating.
Very interesting. Yeah.
See,
I never heard of such
a thing. This year today, we're recording that it's 10,000 enthusiasts. So by next year, let's see how it's grown.
Let's see how it grows. Now there's 10,001.
Two with me. You're
he's in. 10,002. I love it.
And then we were actually at a restaurant the other day, and we were watching Copa America. Some football.
Okay. Yes.
And I forgot who was playing, but
maybe Colombia. The flag looks like Argentina, but it's not Argentina.
Uruguay or Paraguay?
Yeah. Uruguay. Uruguay?
Yes.
And the red and yellow.
Colombia. Yeah. And so the
and
finals.
Colombia
is,
won that night.
Right. In Colombia. And Argentina is playing the final tonight.
Okay.
So when this gets aired on Tuesday, we'll obviously know who's going to be the winner. But any predictions?
Ray has his hand up over here.
Why is it Colombia but not Argentina?
Oh,
he said Argentina.
Oh, I did.
Fact checker Brian is slacking over here. You should have caught that.
Colombia and Argentina.
Correct.
You said
it
that.
It was my fault.
It was all you.
It was
yeah,
my
yeah.
fault.
Yeah. Bitch. Thanks, Ray.
Wait, but don't you have to go? Yeah, right about now. Okay,
but
perfect.
I did get one takeaway from that. I got a lot of takeaways from that match. But one of them was my new little haircut. I got a new little haircut.
Oh yeah, congratulations!
Because of the player, I was like, that's a hot haircut.
Yeah.
And so that's why I got the little. Yeah. I'm a soccer player now.
Yeah.
Yes. Well. I'm an athlete now.
So okay. So going back to who's going to win this? Anybody a fan of Colombia here? Wow, just one, the one who needs to leave right now. And then Argentina. Yes. Which
okay,
I think Argentina is actually going to win. I think they're going to take it all the way. So, but we shall see. But yeah, that's all I really have for sports. There's
so
tonight a lot going on.
Tonight's the final of that.
Tonight's the final.
Copa America?
Copa America.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of sports.
Ooh.
we had, and here's where we're going to bring Brian into the mix here. Ooh. Because last week I talked about the hot dog eating champion. Okay. So this new guy won because Joey, who has won the hot dog contest for like 20 years, was not allowed to compete because he struck a deal with Impossible Foods, which is a plant-based food company,
right.
You know, so they make like the Impossible Burger and all that good stuff, all the good things. And so there was drama because there's technically no contract that says the person who's competing cannot be, you know, with another company or whatever.
Gotcha.
But it was just kind of an understood rule. So when they found out that he was going to be officially representing Impossible Foods, they said, sorry, you can't eat our hot dogs anymore. I know, the drama. So they made a statement and said he is not banned for life. He can return when he is no longer representing another company.
Wow.
So
talking about drama, do you have anything to add, Ray? He's speechless.
He said it's impossible, beef. Impossible foods.
No Nathan's.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Of course, Brian knows
everything.
He won the hot dog eating contest in El Paso.
He did win the hot dog eating contest in El Paso. He performed at Fort Bliss, and it was like a military thing.
Okay.
And so he competed against, like, I don't know, four or five other soldiers, and he won, of course. Interesting. Wow. Yes.
Have you ever entered a eating contest?
Fuck. Heck no. No, no. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you did a jalapeno contest.
A jalapeno eating contest.
Tell us.
In my first base in Korea, I was trying to get, like, you know, if that's a good way to enter get some cool points. I just arrived and they're like, who's this kid? And here I am entering a jalapeno eating contest and I won. Like 12. Like nobody, like I was way ahead of everyone else.
Were they spicy jalapenos?
They were the pickled in the jar kind of, like, oh, not an actual, like, sedano,
like raw,
or
raw.
But even so, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like,
did your stomach hurt?
Yeah, I had to. I took care of it. Yeah.
It was just as bad both ways. Got it.
Never again. Never again. Never do that.
What did you win?
Girl, I don't know. Probably like a gift certificate or something to like
to Chili's,
to the BX, which is like the Walmart on base, basically.
The commissary, yes.
Yeah, 25. Yeah, and everyone was like, "Oh my god!" And that's where I started meeting friends. Like it was that easy. So,
that easy, huh? That easy.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, you're the one who get." Yeah, that was me.
All right. Yeah. Fair.
What do you have today?
Okay, so we're done with sports.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, let's give it up for our sports segment.
Yay! Thank you.
Yes. Speaking of competitions, there have been a couple of world records that were broken recently. A Nigerian barber shaved get your sound effect ready. Uh-huh. Shaved 4 minutes off the world record for the fastest time to complete 5 skin fade haircuts. How long do y'all think it took him?
10 minutes.
8, 10, 14. 14 minutes and 56 seconds.
What?
Hey, good job, Ray.
We don't have any prizes. There's an open bar.
So. There's snacks over there. He smashed the previous record of 18 minutes and 57 seconds. So he shaved 4 minutes off of it. He did 5. And so there's all these very specific rules. They have to switch the guards out on the clippers at least 3 times. Mm. The hair before it starts has to be at least 1 centimeter of bulk on the hair, and then it has to be like a skin fade on the bottom. And so
there's specific requirements as to
like what they have to do. When I found that, then I kind of led me down this little rabbit hole. But the creator of the longest handmade wig is back with another record. The widest wig.
The widest?
Wide. The widest wig. Helen Williams from Nigeria.
Oh, it's not the widest.
The story isn't as funny as the picture. I will send y'all the video. I was watching. I was like laughing all by myself. Helen Williams crafted a hairpiece that's 11 feet. 11 feet, 11 inches wide. 11 feet, 11 inches wide, and reaches all the way to the floor. For a scale, a Mini Cooper is 3.36 meters wide, or 11 feet, 10 inches long. I'm sorry, long. So it's hilarious because she like sewed all these wigs together. And then
she's wearing a car.
And then it's got like this pole that looks like, I don't know, like a curtain rod sticking out of both sides. And this, it's just like a wall of hair. And it's got one little cat that she just kind of slips over her head. It's absolutely hilarious. So she is a record like winning person for other things. She also created the longest handmade wig, which was 1,152 feet and 5 inches long. And this video is also hilarious because she's not like walking with it or anything. She just, the head of it is attached to a bicycle helmet. So she's just like wearing this huge bicycle helmet that's covered in hair. And then there's just like wigs. And she's on a track, like a running track.
Wow.
And the wig is just like wrapped around the track and she's just standing there.
So does it
there.
Have like a chin strap and all?
No, I think she took the chin strap off. So it's supposed to look like a wig. Yeah. But all yes. Right. So congrats, Helen.
Oh,
and,
congrats, Helen. Yes.
Yeah. Back to you.
Well, I have some funnies for y'all.
Yay!
The funnies are back. Okay. All right, here we go. Y'all get to answer these because Miguel is not really into these. Okay, here we go.
I would if they were funny.
So we talked about some sports. So what lights up a soccer stadium?
Lights.
A soccer match. Ah, there we go.
Hilarious.
Okay, all right.
Just hilarious.
What's smarter than a talking parrot? Anyone?
I don't know. What's smarter than a talking parrot?
Thank you, Miguel. A spelling bee. Come on, Brian. I thought you had this. Okay. And then the last one. Did you hear about the new squirrel diet? It's just nuts. Yeah, Kevin. All right. And that's the funnies of the day.
So Ariana Grande she just responded to criticism about a change in her speaking voice after an interview clip went viral. Have y'all seen this? Yeah, no? Okay, so she's doing an interview with somebody. So she's talking, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the interview, she kind of jumps up like this and starts speaking this typical Ariana Grande kind of high-pitched sort of little voice. There was all kinds of criticism coming out saying, did y'all hear her voice change? Everybody was commenting, and they're like, so that's not really her voice. Like, she usually speaks really low, and mm-hmm. It's all just an act, and it's fake, and blah, 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 blah. Well, she came back, and she responded and said that she shifts her tone intentionally to protect her vocals for singing. Do we believe it or do we not believe it?
Yeah, sounds,
what do you think?
It sounds believable.
I see a nod.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good cover-up.
It's a good cover-up. As a vocalist. It's
tell
true.
Us.
It's very true. Whenever singers are, when they speak and they're speaking for a long amount of time.
Right.
It's best for you to speak like up in this higher part of your voice because it doesn't put as much vocal strain on your vocal folds as when you're speaking lower.
Wow.
Yeah, because when you speak lower, your vocal folds rub against each other really hard. So yes, I absolutely believe her. And of course, anybody who doesn't know that is probably going to be like, whatever. She's making that up. Yeah. But yeah, it's actually pretty true. So
yeah.
Well, I think. Right. Now it's time for us to give our audience an opportunity to ask some questions.
Yeah.
And be a part of the show.
We have a couple of questions here. And so.
Okay. What does it say?
And it says, have you ever had people watch?
Well,
we were talking about watching the show.
Well, it doesn't. Well, we were having this conversation before everybody arrived. And we said, we've never had people watch. We've only had people join. because we have had some special guests appear on the show.
Yes.
So they've never actually been in here. They've never just come in and just watched, but they've participated in the show.
Right,
so
right.
We've never had anybody watch, but we have had people join. Next question, please.
All right. There's another question. I believe this is the same handwriting. At this stage in your life, what is most important for you?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'll let you answer that first.
As I'm approaching 50.
Hi, girl. She swears. She's been approaching 50 since she turned 40. My God.
I think for everything, it's quality versus or over quantity. I think that's really important in everything now. That's job decisions in the job in certain aspects of that. Friendships, food. Yeah. Just everything.
Yeah. So quality over quantity.
Yes. Yes. That's it. What about you?
I think what's most important for me right now at this stage of my life is just gratitude for just, and I think we talked about this in an episode a while back where I was just saying like, it was at the beginning of the year and I was saying this year, I just want to be more like conscious of being grateful for just everything, right? Like, kind of the same thing. Friendships, experiences, life, relationships. I think that's kind of the most important for me right now is just being appreciative of everything that you know, that I have. So
yeah. Cool.
I also like quality over quantity. That's a good one. That's a great answer.
I like that.
That's a good answer.
Okay. We have another question coming in. Okay. All right. What is your favorite podcast episode or memory?
I have to say it's our very first one.
When
we didn't know what we were doing, and the theme was firsts, and we talked about all of our firsts. Yeah, remember that? We talked about like our first kiss, our first job, our first, like all these different firsts. And what makes me remember that is that, so my mom started listening to the podcast probably 7-8 months into us doing it. And so she heard that episode and she was like, I never knew that was your first kiss. I never knew. Like, and it was really funny that she brought that up to me and, you know, like we had a conversation about it. We kind of laughed about it, whatever. And so I think that was my favorite one. Yeah. What was yours?
I don't know. I think the special ones to me are the guests whenever they come in and be part of it because it changes everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, even having you all here today, it's like. He said, "You're welcome." For those who can't hear him, because I'm fading him out as well. I think these experiences just add so much flavor to the show, and and it may not be for the rest of the poppers out there who are listening, but for me, it brings me so much joy just to bring in somebody who's listening, who understands, and it's just Okay, we have another question.
Okay,
our poppers, Rogelio and Ami. Do you ever have friends or acquaintances mention things that you bring up on your show?
Yes. Yes. Rogelio does. So I first met Rogelio and Ami, or saw Rogelio and Ami, because they go to my gym, or they used to. They abandoned me. But they go to another gym, but I used to see them at my gym all the time. And then the first time we ever talked, Rogelio came up and he was like, I listen to your podcast. And I was like, oh my God, I'm famous. And and then we realized we have some mutual friends, and like Brian and some other people. And so, yes, our friends often come up to us and say, oh my God, I heard this on your podcast. Doug and Jen, who are not here tonight, but they've brought it up many times where we are hanging out with them and they're like, oh, when you said this, oh, when you said that.
Yeah.
Brian, of course, always corrects us. But yeah, we do. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun when that happens because it's like, okay, people are actually listening to this. We're not just wasting this much time in our day. Like, people are hearing it. And so, yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
All right, and we have another question from them. Okay. Any ideas or thoughts for new show segments on season 3?
Ooh. You're kind of the idea person, honestly.
Me?
Yeah. You are. Jose's very much like, here's the idea, boom, and then
make it happen.
And then I make it happen.
Right.
But I think you're definitely more of the idea-centered person than I am.
I was just trying to get through today.
Well, I think this is also a great question for all of our poppers.
Yeah.
Like, we'd love to hear what kind of new ideas you have, what kind of content you think we might be able to implement in our new season. So if y'all have any, you're welcome to tell us. That would be wonderful.
Well,
or you
one
can always.
One came in, a very special podcast with Ray is an idea. No. Like, you already had your moment.
I know what we could not do next season. Just kidding, Ray. Just kidding, Ray. I have a great story about Ray. Ooh. So Ray and I met on a...
uh-oh. Which app?
Ray and I... Oh, gosh. No, Ray and I met at a kind of a camp thing that we used to do for like youth and whatever way a long time ago. Anyway, we're at a prayer service and they asked for, well, it was mass. And they asked if anybody had any prayer intentions. And I said for rain because it had been like, we're in the middle of a drought. It hadn't rained, whatever. Come later on, I find out that Ray approached somebody else. Oh, okay. It was Jen, Doug and Jen, right. Jen. And he went up to Jen and he was like, oh my God, that was so sweet that Miguel said he wanted to offer up his prayer intention for me. and Jen goes, Ray, he said rain, not Ray. And so Jen came and told me, she was like, Ray thought you were praying for him. And I was like, I mean, I am, aww, but that wasn't exactly for him. So That's true. But yes. No, we would love for our poppers to give us some ideas if they have any.
Any ideas so far? Year. Any requests?
No.
San Antonio News was one of them.
So I'll give you a little backstory on our San Antonio News. We used to do that at the very beginning. We started finding out that we had listeners kind of all over the place. So they were like, well, then should we kind of lay off the San Antonio thing and be a little more general for our global listeners?
Hi, Philippines.
But I'm all, yeah, somebody in the Philippines, somebody in Australia, whoever you are. Make yourself known, girl. We want to know who you are. I'm all for adding more like San Antonio-based content. That'd be cool. But if anybody else wants to make some suggestions, 210-816-3747.
Oh, yeah.
You can text us or call us and leave a voicemail. And what's that? Bad fashion.
Oh.
I am making a note. I love that.
We're trying to keep things positive, so maybe bad fashion is...
I love Sophia's face when you said that. She was like, yeah, right. Sure you are. Actually, so the last time we talked about this a little while back about locker room diaries. Weird stuff that happens in the locker room. Right? We talked about doing that. If you have a great locker room story to tell us, call us and leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the air. That would be 210-816-3747. Thank you, Colin. Thank you so much. I love it. Well, does anybody else have any questions? This is your last call. Last call. Well, that's the end of our segment
That's the end of the show. Yes.
Happy 2 years, Pops.
2 years it is. And season 3. Let's do this.
To new things. So everybody grab your glass.
Yes.
And to a new season with great content, terrible funnies, and a lot of sports headlines.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cheers.
Congrats.
Cheers. So as always, thank you all so much for being here. We appreciate you. We appreciate all of our poppers. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at
Our Popscast.
And be sure to click follow and rate us and leave a comment. And be sure to tell us what you're doing to be a good human this week. So until next week. Oh my God, I'm drunk.